Stormlake Radio Coach's Corner, Ryan Thompson, visit here on Wednesday, March 29th with Stormlake boys soccer coach Ben Shakirky. And Ben, coming off a season in which you made it to a state championship game, what is the outlook here for 2017?
I see another strong finish for us, hopefully heading into the state tournament. We got a strong team coming back. We did lose some key players, but we have a lot of youth. It's really only going to step up over the year.
You were telling me the numbers are really good this year.
Yeah, we got about 65 kids out, about 23 on my varsity team, which is usually pretty high. But it really came down to making sure everyone had a uniform, which is a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm, very much so. And you did lose your leading goal maker from last year, but your next three, who all scored in double figures, all be back. And all those three were either sophomore or younger, so certainly bodes well.
Yeah, we have good quality strikers coming back. I'm really confident with our forwards. So our attack's going to look good, and our defense is really, really strong. Our midfield is going to take a little bit of work, but I think over the year we're going to be pretty strong.
Let's hear some names.
We got Efrain Gonzalez is going to be kind of our core in our middle. You put that kid wherever he's going to be a strong. But Jose Martinez is pretty strong. He's going to play some forward for us and do some mid. Let's see, Gerardo Rosillas is fighting some injuries. He's going to be strong. Kevin Duque, one of our lead scorers. He'll be in his prime, so I see a lot of goals coming from him.
And any others?
We got Adrian Zavala back in our goal. He split some time last year, so he'll be our starter this year. Our strong defense, we have Edgar Nunez going to be back, kind of our last man taking care of business back there. Not sure who my right back is going to be, either Hector Nunez, or we got Josh Wurge returning for us. Left side, Lamar Mulgay's been awesome. He'll be in his second year playing for us. Fernando Elizalde back on D as well. I mean, our defense is going to be really, really strong.
How's practice been going so far?
Pretty good. We fought some weather the first week and a half, with still snow on the ground, still a little soggy, pretty soggy out today. But for the most part, it's been good. The kids come out, they work hard. With 65 kids, I mean, you'd think some overtime, they work hard, and some just don't want to put the time in and put the effort in, but they stuck with it, so I'm really impressed with this group.
You said your strikers are looking good. Midfield may need some work. Of course, you want to be as well-rounded as possible, if you can elaborate on that. What areas are you especially looking to maybe be a little bit better in this year?
I think just, like I said, just that midfield. We lost some key players. Eugenio Rosillas was for us, Dario Hernandez Rosas. Really solid midfielder. So we have some younger guys. I think Jacob Scully has a lot of potential. Andy Rodriguez, some of the younger guys, both sophomores. They have a lot of potential, but I think just fitting into the system and getting comfortable with the guys and knowing where they need to be and where they expect their teammates to be, it just takes time. You just need to know and anticipate where people are going to be. But I'm confident the guys are really going to step it up.
And your assistant coach, who we know all too well, is back in the fold this year, and you may have another one on board too?
Yeah, Tanner Hoof is back for us in his second year. He's shown a lot of promise. We'll even have, actually, Dario Hernandez Rosas' father. So the son left us last year, and his dad is considering helping out with the team, finishing his coaching certification. And we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, with 65 guys, three coaches would be nice.
What about the Lakes Conference? Who looks to be your biggest challengers?
You know what? Good question. Spencer usually is that answer, but they were down last year. So I really don't know who's going to give us, our biggest fight. But I know we'll end up on top, but we'll see who's going to be in our way to get there.
Confidence coming from Ben Shakirky, Stormlake boys soccer coach. The season opener this Monday, April 3rd. It'll be at home against West Sioux, starting with the girls at 5 o'clock. Then the boys will follow. Those are varsity games only. Coach Shakirky, wishing you all the best this season. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you.